producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Me and mine are here for you and yours. Me and mine include Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, and the throngs of folks who have turned their radio on to find out what's going on in the world today and what do these people think about what's going on in the world today. You tell us at 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer or Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com. And Kenny is monitoring our social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The only woman on Georgia's death row was executed this morning, making her the first woman put to death by the state in 70 years. Kelly Renee Giesendonner. Excuse me, is that how you pronounce her name? G-I-S-S-E-N-D-A-N-E-R?
I think so.
Pronounced dead by lethal injection of pentobarbital at 12:21 this morning at the state prison in Jackson. She was convicted of murder in the February 1997 slaying of her husband after she conspired with her lover who stabbed the husband to death. She was 47 years old, sobbed as she sat in the chair waiting to go down. She said she loved her children, agonized about the death of their father, saying she hopes that they can find some peace and happiness. She said to her lawyer, "I just want to say God bless you all, and I love you." Talking to Susan Casey, who was the one of the witnesses there. "Let my children know I went out singing Amazing Grace." The warden left the execution chamber at 12:11. Records from previous executions indicate that the lethal drug was administered about a minute after the warden left the room. She was heard singing Amazing Grace, sang a couple of other songs as well, before taking a long, deep breath, and then she became still. 100 people gathered outside the prison to support her. Among them was the Reverend Della Baconte, who said that she is a chaplain at the St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville, spent several hours with Miss Giesendonner yesterday, talking and praying. She said she was at peace with whatever was to come. And then Miss Giesendonner had her 3 children come visit her, but they couldn't see her because they were testifying before the Georgia Board of Pardons and Paroles. The parole board is the only entity authorized to commute a death sentence. Obviously, that didn't work very well. 2 of her 3 children had previously addressed the board, put out a video earlier pleading for their mother's life and talking about their own difficult path to forgiveness. Her oldest son, not necessarily on that bandwagon, apparently did not address the board. Various courts, including the Supreme Court, denied last-ditch efforts to stop the execution. Parole board stood by its decision to deny clemency. No reason given for the denial. It had carefully considered her request for reconsideration. This has been going on for 18 years, ladies and gentlemen. She was scheduled for execution last February. That was delayed because of a threat of winter weather. Really? They can't move her from one end of the prison to the other in bad weather?
Too cold to kill you now. We're going to have to wait.
Do you understand how silly this all is? First of all, the death penalty doesn't do a damn thing to keep people from doing what it is they're going to do. And then we spend your tax dollars and mine to the tune of millions to go through what is guaranteed by state and federal law that there will be this appeal and that appeal and another appeal and a banana peel. And before you know it, this thing becomes a mockery of justice. 18 years ago, she offed her husband. And she just got put to death. And why put her to death? What does that do? What is it? Vengeance, I suppose, maybe. I don't. In this circumstance, it doesn't seem like anybody except the oldest son had it in for her. But there is so much drama connected to this stuff. The family of the husband who was killed said that she got appropriate sentencing. Father said, as the murderer, she's been given more rights and opportunity over the last 18 years than she ever afforded to our son, who's the victim here. And amen to that. She had no mercy, gave him no rights, no choices, nor the opportunity to live his life. So, her boyfriend killed her husband, ambushed him in the backyard, and then they brought him to the body to a remote area, stabbed him some more, make sure he was dead. Yeah. He was upset because he learned about the affair that his wife was having with this other guy. So, what comes of all of this? This is the same story that tragically repeats itself over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. To what end all this drama? She killed the guy, so many people think it's justifiable to kill her. Maybe it is. I don't want to make that decision. But I will tell you that, practically speaking, there is nothing practical about the death penalty. So why bother? Except in cases where, and this is my own personal spin on it, it's so egregious, the events are so egregious, you kill a couple of policemen, or you do things in a state of mind where you knowingly are wrong. And then the crimes are so heinous, sometimes you just get rid of the person. That doesn't sound very godlike, very spiritual, but maybe it's kind of like getting rid of a rat. Because some human beings are no better than rats. As a matter of fact, some beings are so bad they give good rats a bad name. You know what I'm talking about. You know who these people have been. Al Capone. The way he got rid of, and other people that have come from that ilk, the way the mafia got rid of people that were informants. Look at Whitey Bulger. Why the hell is he still alive? Go see the movie. And then ask yourself, why is this guy serving a life sentence? Why isn't he just put to death? Get rid of him. He's a blight on society. Has been. Not that he's going to do anybody any harm in jail. And maybe it's cheaper. But it just feels better in some circumstances to get rid of guys like that. Get rid of them. Does that sound... I'm somebody who likes to live and let live. But there's just some in this world who... And then you can say, well, are you God? No, well, I think we all are God. I think God's in all of us. And we all have the ability to judge, although I don't like being judgmental. But in this circumstance, it seems to me that if anybody deserves to have been killed, it was Whitey Bulger. The way he got rid of some of the people he didn't like. Ugh, the torture. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. But I just, you get my drift, I can go off on this and spend a lot of time and not make... anymore. I'm not looking for converts here. I'm not looking for anything other than to give you the information and you think what you want to think. All right, Kenny, anything to add?
No, I'm for the death penalty in some cases, but I think the way that we carry it out is ridiculous, where it takes 20 or more years.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. I think it really loses. It costs more than it would keeping them in prison for life, and it just it loses whatever punishment it was supposed to be.
Doesn't have any impact at all. So, This is an interesting stat, and I'll leave you with this when it comes to this discussion. The amount of money that it takes to keep somebody in jail is equivalent to what it costs to send somebody to school. Maybe that's... And basically, prisons become school for crime anyway. Most of the people that go to prisons aren't rehabbed. Most of the people that go to prison learn how to be better crooks, because there are better crooks that are already in there, and they're the teachers. Right? So we have a system that doesn't quite work. But it's easy to sit outside and look, what do we do with these people? You run a better system, I guess, in terms of what goes on in the prisons. All right, enough on that. 888-302-3684. Let me tell you something about your face, your eyes. Look into the mirror if you're getting up right now and you're looking as you brush your teeth in the mirror and you see the lines circled around your eyes. You think, oh, man, I either need more sleep or I need something to fix my eyes. Well, you probably need both of those things. Get more sleep and take care of the lines, the bags, the puffiness, and the dark circles under and around your eyes. Two products. Do it for the price of one. Genucel for the bags, puffiness, lines, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment for the dark circles under and around your eyes. You'll be marvelous. Your eyes and your face accentuating how healthy you look. Get rid of, by the way, this is not to hide this stuff. This fixes it, gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. 800-543-9262. Please call right now and get free express shipping. Mention Doug Steffen. You're buying a regular order of Genucel. You're getting the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment free. And a luxury gift that you can choose. Choose Esotique, the face cream. If I could give you some advice on that. 800-543-9262, whatever. Get to work. Get your face fixed up. This is a wonderful way for you to look like you're going to be around forever. How about them apples? 800-543-9262 for Genucel. The bags and puffiness, Gonzo, Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, the dark circles around your eyes, Gonzo, all here for you at 800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphin to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Are you your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Of all time, little guy showed up on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson all the time. You know who I mean by now. Amazing drummer. Buddy Rich was born on this date in 1917, and his words are our thought for the day at DougStephan.com. You only get better by playing. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, it sure is.
That is the truth. All right, it's television time on Good Day, one of a couple of moments during this program that we focus on TV, this time audio from the daytime shows. We start with Ellen joking here about texting with a friend who suddenly doesn't respond back.
Last night I was texting with a friend, just normal conversation, you know, and at one point the conversation, my friend said, the funniest thing just happened, LMAO, and a poor thing, laughter, A off, and so I'm, of course, curious, I'm like, well, what was the funny thing, you know, so I texted, what happened, and so then she started to respond, and I know that because the dots showed up, that's what means, you know, and I'm waiting, and I think this has happened to all of us, all of a sudden the dots just disappear, they're just gone. And my mind is going crazy. I'm like, what happened? Just, what was she going to say? Where'd she go? Did she get to meet the Pope? Did she, maybe she's going to surprise me for my birthday, but it's not my birthday. How could she forget my birthday? How does she not know when my birthday is? I thought we were friends.
Frenetic. Wendy Williams giving advice to an audience member on her program yesterday about who pays when you go out on a first date.
I went on a date, a first date, and everything was going good until the bill came.
And then what happened?
He suggested we split it. And now he would like to take me out again, so.
My thought is we as modern women sometimes have to expect that. You all didn't talk about it ahead of time.
No.
Perhaps you should have. Mm-hmm. I would give him a second chance, but I would do a tongue-in-cheek joke with him. Like, mm-hmm. If we're still on for Saturday night, who's paying the bill?
Okay.
You know, is it you? Is it me? Or is it us? Like, yeah. You just can't spring things on a girl. Mm-hmm. Bring it up jokingly, but mm-hmm. Be serious, okay?
Okay. Here's Steve Harvey from his TV program yesterday tells a member of the audience who's a bartender what to do with somebody who stiffs you.
You give people what they want. You're the bartender. He down at the bar. Make his drink and slide it down there.
Okay.
Some of the drinks will stop right in front of them. Sometimes it'll come short. People in front of them will get it drinking. Sometimes it'll just slide right on off the edge of the bar. What difference do it make to you? Bad tips get equally bad service.
There you go. All right, Conan O'Brien last night joking about Donald Trump. Duh.
Donald Trump told the New York Times that he's only been getting 4 hours of sleep a night. 4 hours of sleep a night. Yeah. In other words, even Donald Trump lies awake at night worrying about a Trump presidency.
Stephen Colbert here joking about the congressman who took the Pope's water glass after he addressed Congress.
Dude, what the hell is wrong with you? Art thou serious? You stole the Pope's used drinking glass? Congressman Brady, here's the thing. It won't give you superpowers, all right? Maybe I shouldn't judge him for breaking the 7th and 10th commandments literally behind the Pope's back. I'm sure he had a good reason for this misappropriation. Now, like me, you might be saying, hey, just because the Pope touched the glass doesn't make it holy water. But we aren't Bob Brady, because the congressman said, I'm considering it as holy water. I'm not checking with anybody. I don't want to know. And to make sure he's not dousing his grandkids with just any stolen old man spittle, Congressman Brady is giving the glass to Philadelphia police to dust it for fingerprints to prove its authenticity. Because, you know, I'm sure the cops in Philly have the Pope's prints on file.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gara LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, everyone agrees that Carly Fiorina excelled in the debate on points. Is she ready, though, for her close-up?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gara LaMarche. There's no doubt that Carly Fiorina had a star turn at the second GOP debate, but is she ready for her close-up?
She obviously had her points ready there. She seemed a little overly defensive as far as I was concerned, but counterpunched really effectively on Trump's bankruptcy. Now, if she's the general election candidate, I think that Hewlett-Packard record will be a vulnerability.
And her California in particular, Senate race. I mean, because you know, she got fired and it wasn't successful. So she asked this question, you know, I challenged Democrats to come up with an accomplishment of Hillary Clinton, which was very deft, I thought. But on her side, what she's got going for her is her CEO record, and there are a lot of vulnerabilities there. While she gets a lot of points on style, as has already been noted in a lot of the punditry following the debate, a lot of what she said was not true, particularly with respect to that video, which was not as she characterized it. So that'll play very well with the base she's appealing to.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Starting, hello. Are you going around in circles yet, or do you have the circle in the square and you're focused? How many people hit the floor running? Kenny, when you get out of bed, do you hit the floor like, really, I'm going, or are you slow to get started?
Some days I hit the floor running. Some days it's tough to get out of bed.
Really? And some days tough to get out of your own way, right? Federal Highway Administration has allocated, as we look at the end of the year, I'm looking at some of the things that your money has been spent on. You and your dough are the focus today, because whatever has been collected from you will get used to sort of justify the government's existence in the next 12 months, because today is the last day of the fiscal year. And by the way, the final day to fix the fact that we don't have a budget, there will be a stopgap spending measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. And so I don't think you have to worry about the government shutting down, even though there are a lot of people who are connected to the process who want to see everything shut down because of Planned Parenthood. And by the way, yesterday, a fellow that runs Planned Parenthood presented himself quite forcefully. I don't want to say well, but I don't know, Kenny, if you saw any of the text from the shenanigans.
Yeah, it was a farce.
Well, it is, because it's so political and these people are so predictable. But the guy acquitted himself, I thought, fairly well under the circumstances.
Yeah. The woman, Cecily Richards.
Right, sorry. Yeah, I don't know, I think it was a guy. All right, so anyway, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but I'm just looking at the $200,000 that has not been spent yet, but today promises to be a banner day for government contractors, because as is exemplified by this study, $200,000 to determine if city traffic congestion can be reduced by having freight deliveries and pickups made during the night instead of the daytime. This grant which will go out today, will fund a pilot project in New York and Pensacola, Florida, where large retailers and food companies are going to test the off-hour delivery of goods. So we're spending $200,000 to figure out whether, I mean, what in the world? A third grader could tell you that it'll save traffic. Or will,
yeah, I'd do that for just $100,000.
I mean, what kind of nonsense? But this is another example. You'll end up in there. If you look around today, you'll see plenty of examples of this very thing. People, the last day, push that dough out. Get that study done. Buy that product. Let's go. All right. Here's a misleading press release about an offer to buy a majority stake in Barnes & Noble. Security and Exchange Commission charging Michael Glickstein and his investment advisory firm with ripping people off, collecting $168,000 in profits on its already held Barnes & Noble stock. In other words, he manipulated the stock price with investors' money. So he can find $100,000. So he still made $68,000 because he made $168,000. He got to find $100,000. So he's ahead of the game by $68,000. But he can't sell anything for 5 years. You want to bet? This guy, the guys like this, they find anyway. It's like water finding a crack in a wall. He'll find another way. He'll find another way. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau accusing the Hudson City Savings Bank of discriminatory lending practices known as redlining, denying fair access to mortgage loans for residents in a black neighborhood, another Hispanic neighborhood. This bank has 135 branches in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. They are paying a $5 million penalty and making $25 million available in direct loan subsidies to quote-unquote qualified buyers. Who are those buyers? They won't say. Here's what I want to know. There's a $5.5 million penalty. Where is that $5.5 million going? You've heard me now in the last, what, Kenny? I've been on this toot for 3 or 4 weeks. We started thinking about this. And every time, every day, you can find an example of some government agency fining somebody, and then what do they do with the money? Where's that money go? Because all of these fines are over and above whatever anybody who may have been aggrieved is going to get. For example, with the Volkswagen thing, and by the way, it isn't just Volkswagen, you know that, right? The other automakers have cheated as well. I told you BMW and Mercedes up to their Mickey in this, the same as Volkswagen is. So that's why they're going to have to now soften this. They're going to have to do what these big automakers knew. Otherwise, half the cars on the road are going to have to come off the road. Not half, but a lot of them. And so anyway, the point is that they'll be fined $70 million or who knows, $700 million. And then the individual people who have bought these cars will also get either a rebate, a new car, their payments will be lessened because that's how they'll sort of fix the problem. So they'll do all of those things with the customers, and then they'll still pay the government hundreds of millions in fine. And what do they do with the money? Don't you want to know? I want to know what they do with that money. Somebody do some research. Give me a nickel for it. 888-302-3684 on Good Day. All right. So we have found some audio. How many people here like Judge Judy?
Oh, I think she's great.
Great story. Judge Judy was somebody who was somewhat visible in Los Angeles. And a guy who was an agent for me and a friend of mine named Richard Lawrence saw her and knew what she did for a living and thought there was magic with her. Not unlike what one of my radio friends found with Dr. Ruth. Same kind of story. Only Dr. Ruth didn't make good television. She made good radio. Judy Scheindlin is her name. Made great television. So the two of them had no idea. It's kind of like the Oprah story. She was doing a people or talking show, 7:30 early access show in Baltimore, and got called to try out for a show in Chicago, because it was thought at the time the King brothers, who had a company called King World Features, many of you may remember, you see at the end of Oprah or a lot of these other daytime shows distributed by King World. Well, the two brothers, I think Roger and David were their names, and they were trying to come up with new ideas for, at that time, Phil Donahue was based in Chicago. And his program had become very popular, so they wanted somebody, a woman, to do the same shtick. They wanted, because Phil Donahue was very female-oriented and left of center. And that worked in the daytime for a long time. So they wanted to find somebody who could do the same shtick, but only a woman, doing a show for women from the left point of view. So they found this woman in Baltimore who was doing People Are Talking. She was, 29, something like that. And so they brought her to Chicago and tested her, and she tested well. And they said, okay, we're going to give you your own talk show, but we don't have a lot of money to pay you. Oprah said, that's fine. Pay me what I was making in Baltimore and give me, I think, 49% of the profits or something like that. And so, they didn't think. What did they think? I thought it was going to be, we'll try this for a year or so. As a result of that deal, Oprah Winfrey is worth $3 billion today. How do you like that?
Well,
because she was smart enough to have faith in herself. Judy was the same way with Richard Lawrence. They made a deal. They split 50-50. Whatever comes out of this. Well, suffice it to say, Richard Lawrence owns one of the most expensive pieces of real estate on Sunset Boulevard. His office. I remember his old office. Then I went into his new office. And he looked at me and he smiled. The office that Judge Judy built. And she's the highest paid syndicated host in the country on television. Shouldn't make as much money. Well, I'm pretty close to what Limbaugh makes on the radio. But tens of millions of dollars a year for basically doing something that takes her less than a month a year to do, because they take four or five of these shows a day. So anyway, I'm going long about the story of Judge Judy. Here's an excerpt from one of them. If you don't know, this is classic. Wouldn't you say, Kenny?
Classic. Oh, yeah.
Judge Judy. You can set it up if you want.
There was a young woman who was in Judy's court, who was testifying about her purse being stolen, and then there were two defendants that she said stole it, and she starts to give a list of the things that were in the purse, and then these guys sort of incriminate themselves.
All right, here's the audio from Judge Judy.
Dollars.
Like what? Give me what was stolen.
My wallet.
What was in your wallet?
It was $50.
Okay.
I had to replace all my IDs. I had gift cards in there, my earpiece, and a calculator.
There was no earpiece in the mail.
Judging for the plaintiff for the amount of $500. That's what I think it's worth, madam. Goodbye.
<Case over. laughs> No, that wasn't in there. If you didn't hear that, that's what he said, right? No? Well,
yeah.
That wasn't in there.
There's no earpiece in there.
Good God. All right, I would have given him 5,000 in my 500. Tonight's auction of about 100 American coins minted in the late 1700s. Bringing millions of dollars, at least that's the expectation. One of the biggest attractions is a 1794 silver dollar with an estimated sales value somewhere between $3 and $5 million for one silver dollar for a collector. This is a dollar not worth a dollar. Dollar doesn't go as far as it used to. I think this would make a good argument for the other way around.
Yeah.
A dollar worth $3 million tonight at an auction. Cool. 44 past the hour on today's good day.
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Offering a fresh perspective on age-old challenges. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
What do people who lose a lot of weight and keep it off have in common? Dr. Jim Mitchell cites the research.
What they find is that successful dieters, and these are people who lose substantial amounts of weight, and there are not a lot of them, but they have certain things in common.
Please.
And the two most common characteristics are they never go off their diet.
Okay.
In other words, they're on a diet the rest of their life, and they're hungry the rest of their life. And secondly, they on average get the equivalent of about 28 miles of walking or running a week, which is a lot.
Most of the time, there's truth to the saying, you get what you pay for. But with Doing What Works, we've heard from folks who have gained a lot from the advice given on the show. And just like you, they got it free. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Go to DougSteffen.com for our poll today, which is a foray into this month and this year. I guess the question, though, here, Kenny, is, are you prepared for October? Have you bought any Halloween candy yet? Hey, yes, I already bought it and ate it. Yes. B, I bought some and hid it for my spouse and children. C, haven't yet, but probably will soon. D, it's too early. I'll get some in a couple of weeks. E, I usually wait till the last minute. F, I don't buy Halloween candy. I don't because nobody comes to my house. I'm too far off the road. And I'm happy about that. Yesterday, the poll, what do you think about NASA's announcement about water on Mars? 33% said there are too many problems here, it's a waste of money. 32% said, very exciting, we can probably live there. 27% said, it's interesting, but I'm not convinced it really means very much. 7% said, there's probably ice or water on most planets. No big deal. No big deal. So, did Kim Davis meet with the Pope? That's what her lawyer said.
Unlikely.
Ridiculous. She says, excuse me, or the lawyers say, she had 10 minutes with the Pope. They said pictures were taken. Okay, let's see one. The Vatican doesn't confirm or deny the story. Well, what does that mean? They don't confirm or deny the story. All right, tell me where this is. Pew Research Center conducting a problem-solving poll among representative samplings of 4,000 randomly selected adults. Ranked behind corruption, the Pew poll found 35% said air pollution, 34% said water pollution are big problems. And 30% said the concern is between the gap between the rich and the poor in this country. What country is it? You say the USA? It's China. 51 after on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We are at 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That means it's Tech Talk time. Greg Steffen from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor there, joins us for an overview of what's going on as we get to the end of September, beginning of October. There's some sort of a deadline. I don't know who decided this would be the deadline. The chip and pin problem and whether you've solved it or not. First, though, I thought you'd be interested to know, Greg, you probably already did know, that yesterday there was a new person on Twitter, and he attracted 625,000 followers. We'll identify this person. Who is that man? In just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, neighbor, it's me. That guy two desks away that never takes a sick day? Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $220 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $220 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 10/3. Valid in store and online while supplies last.
who attracted 625,000 Twitter followers hours after joining Twitter, and he only is following one account. I'll give you a hint.
It's
the one
secret
account he's following is the NSA. All right, so who is that man? Would you like to shake his hand or not? Greg Stebbin?
I'd have to think about shaking his hand, but it's Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden, the exiled whistleblower who leaked all that classified information, all those documents, joined Twitter and immediately. How do you get 600? Do you have to work at this? I mean, how?
Not when you're Edward Snowden, you don't.
Okay, but who knew? How does this happen? I'm really.
Well,
you and Kenny can explain. How do you go on Twitter and you sign up? All right, immediately 625,000 people find you. How do they find you?
Well, because that's the power of Twitter, is a few people notice, and he was first.
How did you notice?
Well, first
did
of all,
notice?
I noticed pretty early, yes.
Did you?
Yes. But he has friends in media who shared that he had joined Twitter, and once those people tweeted, it went out to their millions of followers.
But let's just say I joined, or I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
How did somebody know I was there when I signed on?
Well, there's a lot of ways. You might say something in your first tweet or one of your first tweets that taps into something that other people are talking about. And so since people are talking about that thing, they would see that you tweeted and then start tweeting about you tweeting.
Cow manure.
I'm not quite sure what to do with that.
All right, let's talk about the switch this week that could threaten a lot of businesses, the EMV. What is the story? The chip and pin deadline, I don't know who set this up, was set for tomorrow. 60% of us still don't have new cards, so what's the story?
Yes, these are the new credit cards with the little gold box on them, which is essentially it's a chip,
yeah,
which is why it's called chip and pin.
Yeah.
So in the old days, you would swipe your credit card when you were making a purchase. With these new cards and the correct reader, you're not going to swipe it, you're going to dip it. You're going to push it into a slot, and here's the hard part, frankly. You're going to leave it there. It's really hard to leave it there. You want to pull it out again. Like
mm-hmm.
an ATM.
Yeah.
But you don't. You leave it in there. So lines are going to get longer. It's
mm-hmm.
already happening because
handy.
People don't know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's good about it is with the magnetic stripe, that's a static set of information. You swipe it and someone could steal or copy the data from your magnetic stripe. With the chip and pin, it's actually dynamic. It's sending information out and getting a one-time transaction code back.
Yeah.
So if someone was to steal the records of that transaction, it won't do them any good. They can't turn around and use it again. So it is a better safety system. It's just going to take a little bit of a learning curve and, frankly, some cost for retailers, a lot of cost.
So as of tomorrow, merchants will be fully liable for any losses due to credit card fraud, even if they aren't set up for it and you don't have your new card. I don't have any new cards. I got three or four credit cards. None of them have been renewed or I have the new chip thing. All right, Greg, thanks for the food for thought. Greg Stebbin here on Good Day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.